Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached a point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We thank you for being with us this evening, giving up your Thursday night to participate in your planning and zoning process. Can assure you that anyone who wishes to speak in regard to a specific application will be given the opportunity to do so at the proper time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Good evening. My name is Jim Griffin. I'm acting as counsel for the commission tonight. This is a time for the scheduled public hearings before the commission as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the meeting to view the deliberations and votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause and other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and follow the direction of the chairman. If you have a cell phone, BlackBerry, or similar device, we ask that you turn it off, or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence. Then the applicant will be allowed to present and explain their application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of their application. The commission may question the applicant and any witnesses called by the applicant at any time. After the applicant completes their presentation, the chairman will invite the public, invite any public comment. Anyone supporting the application will be given an opportunity to go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, first come to the podium, identify yourself by name and place of residence. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid repetition. The chairman has the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is relevant, irrelevant, or unduly repetitive. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the chairman will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. Also, individuals supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. An outline of these rules is available at the back of the room. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you.